It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
State Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville just turned up the heat in the fight over increasing Michigan's minimum wage.
Just yesterday, Richardville proposed his own legislation to raise the state minimum wage from $7.40 an hour to $8.15, and a boost for tipped workers, too. But this really seems to be not so much about raising the minimum wage.
No.
No, as derailing the petition drive currently underway in Michigan to raise the state's minimum wage to $10.10 an hour, including a really big raise for tipped workers.
Right. This latest proposal from Richardville, this is different than the one we talked about 2 weeks ago.
That bill was proposed by another Republican, Senator Rick Jones, for basically the same purpose. Yes, it'll raise the minimum wage, but it's really meant to blunt the petition drive.
And all of this is happening because it appears that the petition drive is on track to turn in signatures before the deadline at the end of this month.
And under the Michigan Constitution, once those signatures are certified, the legislature would have 40 days to vote the petition drive's initiative into law.
And if the legislature doesn't, the question goes to the ballot. And the polling shows it's pretty popular.
Right. And Democrats hope popular enough to boost turnout among their voters who tend to stay home in midterm elections.
So now Randy Richardville just went big, really big. Because the Richardville bill could actually cripple the petition drive before it turns in its signatures, or at least before they're certified as valid and official.
All that work, the organization, the money raised and spent, the signatures gathered could be for nothing.
Because with some legislative sleight of hand, the Richardville bill would make the existing minimum wage law poof. Disappear and replace it with a new law.
Which, even though it would be substantially the same, it would still be a new law that just might be untouchable by this petition drive.
Shazam! Unaffected, because it would be calling for a change in a law that technically no longer exists.
As the dude said,
"This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man."
The $10.10 minimum wage campaign is already planning its pushback, and it is ready to deploy petition volunteers who, in many cases, won't have anything to do after the end of the month.
They'll start knocking doors in legislators' districts, especially Richardville's.
Which could be a nuisance, but he is term limited.
They'll also be taking aim at the number one opponent of the minimum wage drive, the Michigan Restaurant Association.
Right. It's members, actually. The plan is to force customers to make a decision on whether they're willing to cross a picket line to dine at some popular restaurants, Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings, just to name a few.
And there's also a legal strategy.
Go to court with a complaint that the Richardville bill, if it passes and is signed by Governor Snyder, is an attempt to circumvent the voters' right to initiate a law under the Michigan Constitution.
And that challenge may or may not succeed.
You work with what you got. But a legal fight could also have the added political punch to the benefit of Democrats of making the minimum wage an issue to use against Republicans in state Supreme Court races. And that's raising the stakes, too. I got my game.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. I got my game on.